Are you ready to be unleashed and unstoppable?
Are you ready to experience a breakthrough and step into your next level of leadership?
Living a life of power, purpose, and possibility on your own terms, unapologetically.
This podcast is for discovering how to play big, how to be unleashed and unstoppable.
Through wiring inner success at the source as you step into your full potential as a wildly ambitious leader.
We are
Alexanne Kreider and
Carol Register. We are certified master neurocoaches and the founders of Unleashed and Unstoppable You.
We're best known for being confidence boosting, neurohacking, productivity, and wealth experts.
And for high achieving leaders, visionaries, and entrepreneurs.
Now let's be unleashed and unstoppable. Hey, hey, wildly ambitious leader. Welcome to another episode of Unleashed and Unstoppable podcast. Carol and I are so excited to dive in today and really support you in looking at how to increase your wealth in 15 minutes or less. A couple weeks back, I think, Carol, we ran the 7-day challenge inside of our Productivity and Wealth Secrets community inside of Facebook. And oh my goodness, our minds are blown by the results that not only our clients inside the Diamond Transformation created by doing this challenge, but also the clients inside of, or our audience inside of the Facebook community. So we are excited to really share a little bit behind the scenes of this, really uncover a little bit more around the neuroscience and really how doing this 15 minutes every single day will not only increase your wealth, but also your productivity. So Carol, why don't you begin by sharing with us what this principle of wealth that you and I really have embodied to support our audience, our clients, our community, to really help them in increasing their wealth in only 50 minutes a day.
I would love to. We started off with our principle of wealth, which is Pearson's Law. Pearson's Law came out of the field of statistics. And one of the things that's so exciting about Pearson's Law is it's super, uber simple. And it states that what we measure grows, and what we measure and report grows exponentially. And that's pretty easy, right? It's pretty clear. And if you're a high achiever, you may have, like our brains, this high achiever brain that tends to complicate things. We have a complication bias that we operate by. And when we break things down and make it so simple, it's great for our brains, because part of the neuroscience is that our brains are wired to keep us safe, not to make us successful. And the reason this is so powerful and important for us to understand is that what the brain sees as safe is whatever is familiar to you, whatever kind of pattern you're operating by. And in regard to our wealth and our productivity, we all have stories. We all have things we're operating by that came out of our childhood, right? And so taking Pearson's Law, breaking it down into this 15-minute a day practice, making it uber simple, using an uber simple principle, is actually something that reveals a lot about what's going on in our backstory and our brains, right? Those small changes that we make bring big results. They really compound when we apply things consistently. And we learned so many things through Pearson's Law, right? We learned that the way our brains operate in keeping us safe, our brains will protect us when we grow, when we start to change. It'll flood us with the neurochemicals. It'll try to keep us back in what's familiar. And these are where we get stuck. So when we're taking an exercise like this and starting to apply it and breaking it down into the really small bits, we're helping our brain not to go into that red zone of keeping us safe. Because it's literally like if your brain were talking to you, it would be saying, oh, we're doing one number today. We're looking at an expense today. Oh, we're done. That's all. Okay, I'm good with that. I'm good to go, right? And you can pat your brain and go, yeah, we're all safe. We're good. And it's not flooding you again with the neurochemicals to keep you in the familiar. You're actually taking a step to build a new habit that will increase your wealth. And we'll talk about how that's proven in a minute. and doing it in a way that your brain goes, oh, okay, I can handle this.
So I want to lean in there for a second because, you know, Carol said simple. And we know that our high achiever brain have a tendency to overcomplicate things. And the goal behind it being simple is to actually get you into action. And so it's to pay attention if you notice you have any resistance towards that, of the simplicity of it. But see, the simplicity of it is actually to get you into action and then to help you create that result. And we know that we had multiple clients and participants to this challenge that, you know, it took them a little while to get going. Part of it is because it is something new. You might be wondering, well, where do I start? What does this look like? And if you're a high achiever, you want it to look a certain way. And I'm guilty. I was definitely there, right? I mean, I built myself this spreadsheet and I did all these things. And something that came up for a lot of our clients is how they realized that. They realized as they sat down to do this 15 minutes, they got this flood of neurochemicals of the confusion, of the overwhelm, because part of the process is either keeping it simple, like Carol said, like doing one thing a day, or taking the time ahead of time to set yourself up. And we see this time and time again with our clients, is that everyone wants to run in to do something new, expecting it to be perfect, expecting it to look a certain way. And then you end up shutting down with frustration, sometimes self-beat up, because it doesn't look a certain way. And so I just want to lean into, as you're listening to this, and as you say yes, and I'm hoping you do say yes, to take on the challenge and really doing this for 15 minutes a day, every single day, to give yourself some grace and to acknowledge, if you've never done anything like this before, that at the beginning, it might look messy, and that is okay. But by giving yourself, your brain, that permission to do it messy is already, hopefully, and if your brain's doing its job, release that pressure as the high achiever going into this and making it look a certain way. So yeah. Carol, I'd love to dive into, you know, those that are listening to this, like, okay, yes, I want to, I'm ready to commit to this. And we will speak about commitment on our next episode here a little bit more, but they're like, yeah, I'm ready to dive in. I'm ready to get committed. I want to do these 15 minutes a day. What does that look like? How am I spending my time in these 15 minutes? And how is it really truly going to increase my wealth by doing this 15 minutes a day?
You know, that's such a great question, because our brains go to the how, don't they? Our brains want the strategy. Like you were saying, they want to know what it looks like, but it's really not about the how. In this case, it's really about making it simple, and it's keeping the brain in the safety zone, because it's also about the emotion that surrounds our money story. So many of us have grown up operating in lack, operating in scarcity, and we don't know how to operate in abundance. So when you're sitting down for 15 minutes or less, you're literally setting a timer. You're literally keeping to, not the habit of a high achiever is to sit down and go, oh, I'm going to do this exercise for 15 minutes. And 2 hours later, there you are trying to audit yourself for what you spent for the last year, and in all this complication and overwhelm that keeps us from moving forward. So what it looks like is literally breaking it down to the smallest possible bit. And to your high achiever brain and mine, it may feel like, this is going to take forever. I'm not going to get anything done here. If I literally spend 15 minutes a day or less with one or two numbers of what's coming in and what's going out, if I'm looking at a couple of expenses that I'm breaking into a daily amount, nothing's ever going to get accomplished. It's totally counterintuitive. It is totally the opposite of the way we've been operating that keeps us on the start-stop cycle, on getting so far in our success and not moving forward. This is literally using the neuroscience of the way our brains are wired to have a true breakthrough. Now, the biggest part of this is that we're teaching our brain a new habit, right? Mm-hmm. And we're taking into consideration the emotion that surrounds us in regard to money and time, in this case, money. And what our clients found out, like Chantel, was every time I sat down to do this, I had no idea all the emotions surrounding this process. And our client Kelly said, I've been doing some of this work, but it really made it simple. And I drove home the fact that I got to change my insurance. Now, the minute another one of our clients started this, she realized right away that with one simple tweak, she could take money that she was spending in a coffee shop and apply it to her investments and start to multiply it and have it work for her. That's an increase in income in a simple 15-minute a day act. So some of the biggest companies in the world use this. One I will cite as an example is Cardone Ventures. It's Brandon and Natalie Dawson, the partners of Grant Cardone. And they literally across the board apply this principle. In their first year of building Cardone Ventures, they built $14 million in revenue. The second year, they had a targeted goal of $35 million. They hit, I believe, $40 million. And in their third year, they were well on their way to $80 million, over $75 million, simply by sitting with their teams and looking at their numbers for 15 minutes a day. Now, that's being proactive, right?
Proactive and productive is what's coming to mind, right? Productive in being able to use that time wisely to ensure the growth of that income. And I know, you know, Carolyn, I've had an opportunity to also interview multiple seven-figure, eight-figure, multi-million dollar, you know, entrepreneurs and business owners. And they've shared the same thing. You know, when they really look at what really helped them catapult the results, it came down to getting intimate with their numbers and really making the data-driven decisions. Now, if this is something that, of course, you're not used to doing, it is very normal to maybe feel uncomfortable about doing this and starting this. This is a big thing a lot of our clients shared was that as they started to go through the process, they started to notice a lot of the internal dialogue and the internal chatter related to how they viewed themselves and their relationship with money, feeling irresponsible, some of the self-beat up of like, how did you get here again? Leaning into feeling uncomfortable. Yeah, the guilt of feeling like you know better. Right? Like, I mean, I'm sure as we're speaking to you, you guys are probably nodding your heads and like, yeah, everything you're saying, it makes sense. But yet there's still something keeping you back and holding you back from really creating that intimacy with those numbers, getting clarity with the numbers, where everything's going. But what I did notice, and I heard a lot of clients really celebrate at the end of, because we ran this for about 7 days with the community, is that they felt powerful by the end of it. You know, at the beginning, they felt resistance. At the beginning, they felt this guilt. At the beginning, they felt some frustration. But by the end of it, it empowered them. It gave them back control. They knew exactly where their money was going, where their money was coming in. They knew they made some decisions throughout the week. They were able to reprioritize where their money was going. They were even empowered to make other types of decisions to be able, like Carol shared with some of our clients, be able to shift investments so that their money can actually grow. And so by focusing and tracking the numbers, right? We speak into this a lot, right? What you focus on grows. It was, they really were able to see how the numbers were able to grow. And after, you know, 7 days and 14 days, and after you start to do this over time, you really start to see how the numbers start to compound and how they start to grow. And one of our clients, Tasha, shared that, you know, without knowing her numbers, she was operating from fear and scarcity, feeling like there's not enough. And we've spoken to several clients over the last couple of days, and the same thing has been brought up. They've been sharing the exact same thing. And when they when you operate from scarcity and lack, you're actually going to create more lack and scarcity because of the way your brain's operating. And so being able to have that knowledge, right? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is key. But when you walk around blindly not having this knowledge, you end up finding yourself in this reactive mode, right? Not actually having the right information to make these decisions. And you're very educated. We know you're very educated. You're a high achiever. But here's the thing, as a high achiever, you often find yourself very busy, very active, and kind of just doing things. And a big thing that Carol and I lean into with our clients is really the power of slowing down to speed up. And that's why by gifting yourself, and I lean into gifting yourself this 15 minutes a day, you really can get back in the driver's seat of your numbers and really be able to make those, like, well, I always call these vision-driven decisions, but these will be the financial vision decisions to really be able to grow your wealth and expand your wealth and feel like our clients shared, you know, powerful in those decisions, feeling in control, not out of control.
I love the way you spoke into the proactivity versus the reactivity, because that's a great reason to be looking at your numbers for 15 minutes a day. And really what it is, it's looking at your revenue or your income and looking at what's going out, what's coming in, what's going out. That's where you get to be proactive. And instead of, like I had been doing, looking at numbers weekly, monthly, quarterly, annually, where if something's off, you've got to then go take extra steps to deal with it. I started catching things in my own life that were happening right away. And when you're operating on a bigger level, a bigger scale, like we know that you are, and you want to stop getting stuck as you're going for the impact and influence you want to have, this is where it can be another powerful piece. And I want to circle back to Alex, Leanne, to what you said about the intimacy part. Our relationship with money is a reflection of our relationship with ourselves. And this is a part of the reason that when you sit down to do something even uber simple like this, it is so important to recognize that, because that's a part of the emotion that comes up. And just take a pause, recognize that this is something that you get to lean into and look at. And Alex, Leanne, and I have a program, the Diamond Transformation Program, where we help you with the neuroscience to know how to completely remove those limiting beliefs that come up, the guilt that she was talking about, our unforgiveness, you know, the procrastination, the overwhelm, these things that slow us down, where we're moving forward, then we're going back, we're moving forward, we're going back. This little exercise can help you start to tap in to what is your relationship with yourself by looking at your money. And when these things come up, what is a process that you can have that will take you out of that cycle and bring you the success and the breakthrough that you absolutely deserve? It's all about getting off of that busy burnout bus. It's all about making things simple instead of complicating them. It's about knowing ourselves and operating from the success and the abundance that we really want to have. So I found it super powerful, Alex, Leanne, that with the one principle of Pearson's Law, we actually ended up incorporating, I can't remember last count, it was 7 to 9 yeah. other principles of yeah. wealth that got wrapped into the 7-day challenge of looking at what you could do to increase your wealth in 15 minutes a day. And it was so exciting too, to see everybody's numbers start to change, their wealth start to increase, their ability to handle this in a even bigger way from breaking it down and taking the small action. Just lit us both on fire, right?
And the power, right? The power that everybody felt, right? And that's the thing with anytime you do anything new, your brain is wired to keeping the safe and familiar. So when you get started with something new like this, it may feel uncomfortable. You may feel resistant. It may take a couple of days to really get into it. And sometimes it's kind of like just ripping off the Band-Aid and just leaning in and trusting, right? And then after a few days of showing up and doing it consistently and watching the growth, it's exciting. And your brain experiences the neurochemical cocktail of all the neurochemicals that are releasing as you're seeing this, as you're feeling that you're, we talk about winning the day, as you feel like you're winning at it again. You're back in control. You're not driving around like you can't see anything. You're not feeling like your brain's foggy. You have clarity on exactly what's happening, and you're back fully in control. And one thing, Carol, as we're speaking here today, last thing that comes to mind here, and I think I spoke into a little bit earlier, is this giving yourself permission, right? That it doesn't need to be perfect when you get started. It gets to be messy. Really, we're leaning in here about just developing that habit, right? Even if on the first day, it's because maybe you want to set yourself up a spreadsheet. Maybe just the first day is setting up the spreadsheet. Maybe just the day one of the 50 minutes is 50 minutes to get yourself set up. Maybe you're going to find yourself a notebook, something to track this, right? And it's leaning into, I've got 15 minutes and what does this get to look like for me to set myself up for success to do these 15 minutes, dedicating these 15 minutes a day to get connected with my numbers, right? And maybe some of it's deciding on what that looks like for you, where you want to start, but leaning into that. It's one little, right? A little action each day adds up to big results. And that's what it gets to look like. Yeah. We're not asking you to sit down and build this grandiose spreadsheet with all the different tabs and all the different things. It's day one might be just opening up
on a napkin.
Yeah. Like it might just be on the napkin just to get in the habit. It really is leaning into building this new habit for your brain and then staying committed to our invitation is 7 days. Now to get started with 7 days, 15 minutes a day. And then, of course, from there, our invitation is to keep on going. And we are very confident. We saw it with multiple clients and participants inside of the Productivity and Wealth Secrets Facebook community of how much the compound interest of this really contributed to results. So
that's right. Yeah, it's super exciting to watch the process happen. And the 7 days was just to get us started. You know, in the brain science, we start to lay down new neural networks in 21 days, but we haven't removed our old wiring. So this is another part that we lean into. And if you are interested in our program, we would love to get on the call with you, see if it's a right fit, see if having these neuroscience pieces along with increasing your productivity and wealth without burnout would really fit you well and would be something that would help propel you forward. Now, we know that the science is proven. We know that it propels us forward. We have amazing client transformations, and we'd be happy to share those with you and answer any questions you have. And we also, after this, did a Win Your Day challenge. So keep listening, subscribe to our podcast. We're going to speak about that, about setting yourself up for success with any of the things that you want to do that are in part starting with breaking it down really small. And it can be just crazy, like we've talked about, all of these different lessons and things and principles that were tied into looking at Pearson's Law for 15 minutes a day. For 7 days. Incredible, right?
Sure is. And we have put together, you know, our top productivity wealth secrets inside of our top productivity and wealth secrets to be able to create 2 hours more in your day while you increase your wealth along the way. So we'll drop the link below in the comments so that you guys can go and grab that. And then you can hear about any other challenges that we run, our Win Your Day event, and just being able to continuously increase your productivity and your wealth along the way. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of the Unleash Unstoppable podcast. We'll see you guys all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Unleash Unstoppable podcast with your hosts, Alexandra Carter and Carol Register.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review and subscribe.
That's all for this episode, Wildly Ambitious Leaders. See you next week.